Now some friends of mine at that time asked me why I was putting my price up. Of course, back then I had no answer, but to say it's an experiment. I think I undervalued the service, and even though it won't be the least expensive now, it's still by far one of the best. Of course they didn't agree. The point of this story is, when giving my customers the option to pay a big chunk up front, many of them did. No less than 30% of my member base switched to the yearly chunk, which even though it saved them a little, it allowed me to be more versatile, receiving $5,000 or $6,000 a day for several days. Not only that, my sales from the ongoing marketing campaigns that I had at that time rose, and my monthly income was now 200% of what it was before the 50% price increase. Without going into numbers specifically, I'm sure you get the point. Don't be afraid to start with a higher price for your info product. Charge what you think the information contained within it is worth and go from there. Something I learned a long time ago, and Lord knows how much cash I missed out on by not knowing from the very start. Now you know. Be confident, charge what you're worth, not what you think people will be willing to pay, and if you're wrong, your tracking and testing will tell you so. Only then is it time to lower your prices. 9 hours. So many info products. How do I get noticed? Lastly, before we get into the specifics of actually writing the product itself, I want to write a little specifically for those of you out there that have decided to write a report of some sort related to online marketing. Now, surely there are so many info products out there now, you're wondering how you're going to get yours to be noticed. Let me tell you something. You can still get your info product out there and connect with the market. Just because there's a load out there, that doesn't make them all good. It doesn't make them all original, inspirational, or even useful in the slightest. So why are people still buying online marketing info products if they're any good? It's simple. I can tell you now there are four different types of people reading these reports. The first type can't be bothered, and has likely already sent me an email telling me there's too much for them to read and they don't have the time for it. Or they'll mail me and say something along the lines of they've heard this before, or they know everything already and how much I suck. These people will go away having gained nothing from these reports, and once again commence their search for the quick and easy answer to getting rich overnight buying the next newest and latest info product. The second type are the people that are going to read the reports in full, get excited about how much money they're going to make with their newfound knowledge, and then disappear when the course is complete and not ever actually put anything into practice, and wonder why they haven't got anywhere. They'll put it down to the quality of the site, decide it's not them that's doing something wrong, and also join Group 1 going on their way to find the latest and greatest info product that'll make them rich overnight. The third type are the people I have all the time for in the world. These people are here, they know what they've got themselves into, they're willing to read, listen, learn and pick up information that's going to be useful to their business. They're going to go away, follow the instructions, take into account the tips and tactics put forward here, and set up their businesses. They're going to look good, they're going to feel good, and hopefully they're going to make a whole load of cash and contacts on the way. Will they still buy info products? They sure will. If a new tactic arises that sounds juicy, they'll jump on it because they want to get in early and be the success stories out of the crowd. Something to give them the edge over the other crowd of people pushing products out there. The fourth and final group are the people that are successful already. You know, I guarantee you there's someone reading these reports now, not because they want more info, or they want to learn, but because they want to be inspired and juiced up a little. I do this one all the time too. Do I need to buy other people's stuff to learn everything that I've learned all over again from personal experience? No, but I do, because I like to be inspired, and see things from other people's point of view, learn even more to be even more successful, and spot things that might not have occurred to me if I ignored everyone else and decided that I know it all, which although is a nice fantasy, it's just not the case. So you see, if you're creating an online marketing-based info product, don't be having doubts. If that really is your calling, and you're going to enjoy it, and you can provide truthful and useful information, go for it. Just because there's a load of them out there already, From the patterns I see, I can tell you that they're going to be around, and selling shed loads for a long time to come, even to those who have already made it with their business. Alright, now we've got the basics sorted out and presented to you nicely, you should feel more than ready to get cracking and writing an info product. Remember, even if you're not going to be selling this as your main product, whether it's going to be an upsell, of even just a short report of any kind, you gotta get this down. There's a lot of writing involved in marketing, and it's nice to know how to do this effectively and how to get people to listen to you, whether it's a short free viral report, or a fully fledged audio video training guide that you're going to sell for $600, the rules in this section still apply. 10. Summary. Welcome to the info products section of the course, where we'll be getting more specific and expanding on the successes you already had in the previous sections on product creation. One reason why we're going to be looking at info products in particular is that they're quick, easy and cheap to produce, and a single good info product can make bucket loads of cash. If you know something, you can sell that knowledge. It's open to anyone and everyone. Firstly, I want to say, even if you're not creating info products, take a read, and you may find that you come up with info product ideas for future products. Just because you may not be creating an info product, the principles are the same for any product out there. Just so we don't get confused as to what's happening here, let me put your mind at rest. We're going to look at why most marketers' info products flop, and without going into writing class mode, I'm going to give you a simple, quick and easy step-by-step checklist for successfully creating an info product that's dripping with quality and sellability. If the moment someone says info product to you, a picture of a cliche substandard ebook comes to mind, keep reading, because I'm going to show you just how interesting an info product can become. Let's begin by looking at why exactly you'd want to create an info product. For a start, they're versatile from the point of view of the product creator, you. Second, it requires little investment money-wise, because all you're paying for is hosting, and maybe some graphics for your site if you don't want to do them yourself. With such low overheads, it's one of the most ideal and well-suited product a marketer can create when starting out. Third, it's easy to come up with ideas for info products. Like we mentioned earlier, if you know how to avoid something, or get something that you want, and you can write, or even dictate and have someone write for you, you can create an info product. Let's talk about exactly what I mean when talking about info products, and show you what kind of opportunities they give with regards to the way that the presentation of them can vary. Many people are creating info products that are out of date and unimaginative, and it's hurting their sales badly. If you've been online for a while, you're probably bored of the word ebook already, and you can often see references to this in sales letters. Fed up of all those boring out-of-date ebooks? For example, the concept of the ebook is old and tired, and even though some still sell well, I believe that anything called an ebook can be sold much more effectively without changing its content. Let me ask you, given the choice, would you buy Mr. X's all-knowing ebook that costs $500, or would you buy a product advertised as revealing a specific, proven and profitable sales method, presented as an 8-week intensive marketing course delivered in full audio for the ease and speed of your learning, spread over 5 CDs, packed full of bonuses and personal one-to-one consultation to make sure that you succeed? What I'm trying to demonstrate is that when you create an info product, look at how you're going to deliver and present it. Try to stay away from the standard ebook approach. It doesn't cost a lot to do, and you'll find that it's easier to sell your product at the price it deserves rather than spending 6 months writing a really valuable piece of kit that reveals all your secrets, only to have to sell it for a measly $10 and undervalue yourself just because no one wants another boring old ebook. Rule number one of creating info products. Allow yourself to charge what you feel your product is worth by coming up with new, mixed and diverse methods of presentation. You're not scamming anyone here. You're creating a premium product. Look at this way, why do seminars and consultations cost thousands and sometimes tens of thousands of dollars to attend, when the information is likely already contained somewhere in a $20 product? Why do universities charge thousands of dollars per term to go over there and get taught when all the information is contained within $50 textbooks anyway? It's the same information, you're just paying for the presentation and any names, reputations, experiences and guarantees that come with that particular course or seminar. One more point before we move along. Infoproduct doesn't mean single sale. Just know for now that you have a choice, and once you start looking at audio, video, and information, coupling that with membership sites, the floodgates really open for variations in presentation for your own products. Okay, so we've looked at single sales, membership, and premium publications and shown you how to add value to an infoproduct beyond the standard ebook approach. Let's look now at how diverse and versatile infoproducts become with just a little thought. There is one type of infoproduct I'd like to talk to you about right now, and that's upsell products. Products sold at a low price to entice the customer to go out and buy a higher priced follow-up. When done successfully, this is a powerful technique, but when done incorrectly, it'll kill customer confidence anew forever. Ever purchased an infoproduct that's an upsell? I sure have. Ever bought an infoproduct that totally sucked and didn't give any of the info it promised because it was just a cheap excuse to get you to buy more stuff at 20 times the price? I've had that also. Practically every single upsell that I've bought has been terrible. I want you to know when I say upsell I mean real products giving real information that are real helpful and do as advertised. Still with the intention of selling people on, but the upsell is a real solid product in itself. There is nothing wrong at all with this type of marketing. In fact, when done with pride, some of these upsells can become quality products indeed and rake in a whole bunch of cash at the same time. Done incorrectly, however, check out the BBB definition of bait selling, and you'll see there's a fine line that must not be crossed when looking at this subject. The next rule of infoproduct creation is don't think of it as a bonus. Charge what you believe it to be worth. We already talked about how you can devalue yourself and your product just through poor and unimaginative presentation. Keep in mind when you create your products, using your mind and your knowledge, they are valuable, real valuable. Don't just go selling for $20 because someone told you to, or you see others doing that. Only your tracking data can tell you the facts here. Add a pinch of fresh variance into the presentation, and feel confident about putting $200. $500, $1,000 price tags on your products. You didn't put in all that effort and creation, knowledge sharing and bonus giving to charge $10, did you? I highly doubt it. Putting the price up on a product can actually increase sales. When I first launched my original site for $10 a month, I wanted to have the best site at the best price, and agreed, some of the customers were only there because I was the cheapest around. I'd put my all into this site though, and decided that it was worth more, if not just for the positive feedback I was getting, so I added an extra $15 to the price tag. Lo and behold, with the same marketing methods I'd learned in my very limited experience, my profits went from $150 a week, up to almost $300 a week in the same time it took me to pull in that $150 a week worth of members. That's excluding any current members I had pay me $130 for a yearly membership up front. Nothing changed but the price. So in this case, a 50% increase in the price meant a 100% increase in sales. Cool, huh? Back then I had no answer to why are you putting your price up? Aside from it being an experiment. It soon became clear though that undervaluing is as devastating as charging too much for too little. Be confident, charge what it's worth, not what you think people will be willing to pay. You might find yourself surprised, and if not, there's nothing stopping you from changing it back. You are in total control of your business after all. I also want to tell all those of you out there that want to write reports on online marketing, there's still space for you. Just because there's a bunch of people out there right now selling stuff that mildly resembles setting up a serious business online, doesn't mean that you can't break into this highly competitive market. Just because there's a lot out there, it doesn't make them all good. It's up to you to connect with your market and make your info product the best work you've ever done, and inspire people to listen to you in an interesting way. There are four types of people out there. The first can't be bothered. They bought their info product, and a week or two later send emails asking for refunds before they've even finished, or even started, reading and taking action on the information. Type 2 will read the reports in full, get excited about much money they're now dreaming about turning, and how their newfound knowledge will make them rich. Unfortunately, they never put anything into action and wonder why they never get anywhere. They'll put it down to the quality of the site and move on looking for the next best thing. The type 3 person I have all the time in the world for. They read, they learn and they put it into action in a serious manner. These are the people that are going to be a success. They go away, follow the instructions and come out on top. They got what they wanted, and the writer of the info product got a reputation boost and possible and new contact. Type 4 are those who are successful already. They already know everything, they're just looking for new inspiration through guides, and that's something that I personally do, and I'm happy to spend a lot of cash on stuff that inspires me, even if I know about all the concepts contained within already. These are just some of the reasons why there will be a market for info products for a long time to come. Understand that even though it might be a way off into the future, especially if the product you're creating right now isn't information-based, keep in mind that you'll get these four groups visit you at some point or another. Good, a great base of knowledge there for you, most of it relating to all businesses rather than just information publishers. Above all though, if there's something I want you to remember, it's that no matter what your product, charge what you believe it to be worth. Only your tracking and testing can tell you for sure if you were right to do so. Your new info product doesn't have to land in the pile of millions of failed and rejected $10 bonuses, it can be a shining example of a quality, high-ticket, premium item. Take only this into account and you increase your chances of success dramatically. 11. Goals of this section. To lay down some specific pointers for writing your own info product. To delve into what people want from your info products, and how to make them read it. To show you how to keep things interesting for the readers. To talk to you about knowledge bases and why most people fail to create any wealth from the sales of info products. To show your customers that you mean business, and to build their trust, and in turn, earn you a load more cash. To lay down pointers for you allowing yourself to give your product a twist and make it stand out from the boring droll and cliché products already crowding our inboxes and search results. To demonstrate how to plug your other products and services in your information product effectively, without annoying any of your customers to the point of no one buying your stuff a second time around. To introduce some additional elements that could easily turn your single-sale info product into a monster-sized project, with several offshoots, creating multiple streams of income. 12. Profitable info products too. Alright, here we go. So why the heck should you listen to me? What could I possibly know about writing info products and how to get people to read them, what to put in them and so on? Well, aside from this site obviously, my previous site nicknamed The Big Experiment from now on also had an info section. Now granted, it wasn't as long or nearly as detailed as the complete set of these manuals, and it's showing its age after being up and running for 3 years, but see, with this site I ran all sorts of experiments and tested out all sorts of ideas, from pricing, to follow-up, to lead generation, sales letters, ad copy, commissions, bonuses, presentation, and I even tested testing itself at many points throughout its life. You name it, I tested it. Each time I tested a section, and found something that was pretty astounding, or something that showed significant results, I went ahead and wrote about it. I showed people what I tested, where I tested, why I thought the results would occur and whether or not they did. This spawned the start of my info product writing, and several manuals and results pages went to members just for testing sake. How could I get them to read and trust what I was saying? How could I get them to take notice and actually do what I was saying? What content was safe to include, where, and why? Should I promote other stuff? If so, how? Once again, as you can see, many testing parameters. I don't have a degree in copywriting, I'm not a language expert, or anything like that, but nothing beats the real-world experience I had which started so long ago. This should instantly tell you two things. 1. I can trust this guy, He's already got my money, and he wants me to buy his new stuff when he releases it too. Couple that with a lot of real-world experience, I know I'm not being screwed. Second, if I can do it, you can do it. Like I said, no special qualifications, just experience, which is exactly what I'm going to pass on to you now, so you don't have to spend years making people read your stuff to find out what works and what doesn't, and instead, use that extra time to make more money, more quickly. 12b. Keep it interesting to keep them reading. So without further ado, let's get started, and the first number one most important thing that I can think of when you're writing is to keep things interesting. Vary things a lot. Don't just list off a load of factual information. That's boring, and no matter how right you are, or how insightful you are, if your readers are bored to death, you're not helping them at all, and in return they just won't buy or read your stuff again. Look at your presentation, keep it structured, but interesting. Titles, subtitles and bullet points are great, and it's far nicer to look at a clearly structured page like that than a massive long ream of tedious text. I know it sounds like something a school teacher might tell you, or lecture you about how you're not presenting your work well, but it's true, and something I live by. Imagine if I took this course that you're taking right now, removed all the bullets and titles, and just placed the whole set of manuals in a PDF file and sold it like that. Would you seriously be willing to read a 1200-page ream of text? I sure wouldn't, no matter how good it is. Throw in a couple of stories to demonstrate what you're talking about. It's far easier for the reader to get the idea about what you're saying if you show them in a way they can relate to, especially when it's presented as a real-world experience. Some real simple steps, but seriously, something that's so important. If no one's reading your product, no matter how many you sell, it's a waste of time. 12c. Know it, before you write it. Here comes the fun part. Know what you're talking about. If you don't, it'll show, people will laugh, tell other people, and your reputation will be insta-ruined. Make sure you're successful in your field before writing. If you're writing about how to catch a shed load of fish every time you hit the riverbank, make sure you can and do actually do this yourself before telling anyone else how to do it. I've seen so many poor excuses for info products. Not taking into account the length or quality of the site or sales letters, etc., but just on the basis of the info contained within them, and it's no wonder people are confused and going out of their minds about how to do stuff, and not only in the world of online business. I've got so many examples of this, it's worrying, but I'll just land one on you quickly. A friend of mine comes over one night for a drink. She's a part of an online game, you know, the ones where there are thousands of people playing all at once, each one vying to be the best on the server. Anyway, she started talking about her game, and proceeded to tell me that she'd bought an info product on how to be successful, and become one of the rich that can buy pretty much whatever items they want. So she drags me over the computer, brings this site up, and shows me the info. Oh dear, how poor it was. It was a basic copy of the instruction manual that apparently comes with the game anyway, and didn't give away any useful information at all. I proceeded to tell her she should have known by the domain, but that's not the point. The product was shoddy, and he plainly had no idea what he was talking about. That's an outside the online marketing world example, but if you've been around for any amount of time, I'm sure if we got together and talked about crap info products written by people who had no idea what they're talking about, we'd be there all week. Unfortunately, the same is true for online marketing. I've seen people teaching the most basic stuff and advertising it as online marketing reports. Like we don't already know how to send email, give us a break. Creating info products is not an easy task in the first place, especially ones of any size, but make sure you know the full story. If a professional in your field, the best fisherman, the most famous actor, the highest earning online marketer came to you, and wanted to read your stuff, would you be embarrassed to show them it? If so, it's probably best to do a little bit more research and testing before getting down to the creation of your product. Your customers and your pockets will love you for it.